these won't require any magic.
I apologize. Your name is went to the other line on the agenda in front of me.
Yeah. Well, this has been a really interesting session, and I see a little bit of CDRH in all of the presentations that have been made so far. What I'm going to do is talk about the antecedents of CDRH, and then our goals and some of our strategies for staffing. So we started out in the mid-1990s with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's College of Arts and Sciences establishing a tech studies committee. And this was comprised of humanities faculty from arts and sciences and also the libraries to study how the internet was changing the way in which students and scholars were doing humanities research, how they were reading, how they were communicating. And the committee came to the end of that and decided that what they really felt was needed was that Nebraska should establish an electronic text center focused on the needs of scholars rather than on mass digitization of library materials, although the way in which they envisioned it was that the center should be physically within the libraries and draw on its special collections and those of other institutions. I would say now that our vision of research is, of course, far broader. It encompasses things like data mining, text analysis, and visualization, tools, development, scholarly editing, GIS, public humanities, the importance of developing DH curriculum, experimenting with model internships and things like that. So to describe our evolution, eText was formed in 1998. We were quite small. This will ring a bell. We had one full-time staff position and some part-time faculty from the libraries. And I would describe from about 2000 to 2003 as a gradual period of growth, where we really started mushrooming in terms of size was when we were designated a program of excellence. And I'll describe that in a few moments. And then in 2005, the humanities part of the center was officially renamed the Center for Digital Research in the Humanities by act of the Board of Regents of the University of Nebraska. And center status was confirmed by the Nebraska Post-Secondary Education Commission later that year. By becoming a program of excellence, we needed to be a strategic priority program of the university. And the libraries had named digital scholarship and literacy as its chief priority. And that qualified us for a competitive application for funding. The university has now awarded us four Programs of Excellence awards totaling $3.4 million, or roughly $400,000 a year from 2004 through 2015.
Wow.
And in order to get that, the funds had to be matched by the deans of libraries and arts and sciences. And what they have done is matched it through reallocated state-funded and endowment-funded positions. So we get about another $400,000 in permanent funding a year. Programs of Excellence pays for some of the faculty with tenure homes in the libraries, history and English, some staff lines in CDRH itself, including a programmer, a portion of a digital resources designer, a metadata encoding specialist, two graduate research assistantships, competitive seed grant monies for faculty fellows, and operations funding as well, such as equipment, travel, advertising, data connections, and things like that. So the purpose of the center is to advance collaborative interdisciplinary research by creating and preserving unique digital content in the humanities, developing digital tools for humanities scholars, and encouraging the use and refinement of international standards for digitization. CDRH shares responsibility or sees itself as sharing responsibility with the field for developing the next generation of digital humanists, which I think I mentioned earlier. So the strategic focus of staffing is in the document that, that you have on Google Docs, but I'll just kind of mention some of it. It's really that we are creating a combination of faculty lines in multiple academic departments, So in a sense, embedding faculty who are interested in digital humanities in other departments, and creating staff positions within the center itself. Establishing these lines in these other departments makes our work very visible to specific faculties. It emphasizes the importance that we place on the humanities side of digital humanities. Besides, it is the university policy that tenure homes are in departments. You cannot have a tenure home in a center. So this is really important, I think, as we discuss that aspect of work. Ken Price and I, as co-directors of the center, hold academic positions as fully promoted professors of English in the libraries, respectively. And I'll explain more about faculty and staffing in the panel on hiring and promotion. So at this point, I'll just say that staff positions in the center report to me as chair within the libraries, either directly or indirectly, and all center-related faculty hired into the positions within the libraries also report to me, whereas center faculty in arts and sciences report to their respective department chairs, which is where their tenure homes are. And then the center has memos of understanding that are created between the departments and the center concerning the responsibilities of these people. With one exception, all faculty lines that were within CDRH are tenure track, and we've been very successful in moving people through tenure and promotion processes. As a research one institution and a land-grant institution, we have a tripartite mission at UNL of research, teaching, and service. And I'll speak more about apportionment in the presentation on hiring and promotion. So far, over 50 faculty at UNL and other institutions have worked on research projects in collaboration with CDRH. Faculty in CDRH also conduct their own research, and as Neil has mentioned, that perhaps is increasingly the case for us as well. Many of the research projects are supported by grant funding. So far, faculty from four colleges and about, I think, 10 or 11 departments have worked with us, and so it's a very broad range. If you look at the humanities, as including cultural anthropology, art history, biology in some cases, classics and religion, English history, journalism, libraries, modern languages and literatures, and textiles. All of these, faculty from all of these units have worked on research teams that have been formed in CDRH. So scholars really benefit in many ways. They have a far wider reach than possible through traditional publication, in those cases when they're actually doing online publication. They have more time to do the research that they want to do, thanks to grants and contracts. Those grants and contracts also give them recognition and give them opportunities in terms of presentation within professional associations. And they have the ability to make new discoveries through technologies such as GIS or data mining or whatever. We've had also over 140 graduate and undergraduate students work on CDRH research teams. With the new certificate program that's starting up in digital humanities at UNL, students will fulfill a practicum as part of their certificate program. Mm-hmm. And that practicum will be in CDRH. So I guess what I would say is that we've really begun to transform the humanities at UNL. Not all humanities scholars will be digital humanities scholars. However, the idea of digital humanities as being real scholarship is no longer foreign, and there is real evidence that digital humanities is well respected at UNL. This year, three of the five department chairs in the humanities that are engaged in digital humanities research. That's in English, modern languages and literature, and also in history. We are called a Vice Chancellor for Research Approved Center. That means we get a cut of F&A. And the deans and the university upper administration are very proud of the work that we do. They're eager to support our quest for endowment monies. And thanks to a recently received NEH Challenge grant, we're beginning the fundraising with the University of Nebraska Foundation with that end in mind. So I'm hoping that in time the endowment grows enough for us not to have to rely on the Programs of Excellence funding. It would really leave us with the state-funded positions and the endowment. But I see that as a gradual process. We also believe very strongly in supporting digital humanities broadly, and for that reason we're very involved in CenterNet, getting that going, and also supporting faculty and staff involvement in professional associations like TEI, ACH, etc. So now we can have cookies.
Thank you.
That was better than cookies.